Welcome to the Gallagher Podcast from Gallagher Marine Systems for February 1st, 2021. In today's podcast, we'll cover the maintenance and annual submission process for the California Certificate of Financial Responsibility. Today on the Gallagher Podcast, we have Andrea Prosciutti. Hello, Andrea. How are you?
Hi, Dan. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Today's our client advisory number 0621, California Certificate of Financial Responsibility. We're putting this advisory out to all of our clients. Can you give us an overview of what this advisory means?
Sure. This is an annual advisory that we send out at this time of year, and it directly correlates to the maintenance of your Certificate of Financial Responsibility for California. So a lot of people are very familiar with the California COFR process, but sometimes people forget that each year, in order to maintain an active COFR, you need to submit your renewed P&I certificate of entry as well.
So who's required to submit for a COFR? What vessels are required to have one?
So a California COFR is required for both tank and non-tank vessels intending to enter and operate in state waters. There's a slight variation between the application process from tanker to non-tank vessels. And the most notable difference is that there is a processing fee imposed by California for non-tank vessels, whereas tanker vessels are not required to pay a fee.
So to get the renewal process rolling, what actions does a vessel owner need to take, and what can Gallagher do to support them?
Sure. So as most certificate holders know, your P&I Club certificate of entries expire on February 20th of each calendar year. So that's why we're kind of looking at this time of year for that renewal process. So once you receive your renewed certificates of entry, it's your obligation to then forward those new certificates onto the state of California for each vessel that currently holds an active California COFR.
And the submission process is different for tank vessels and non-tank vessels. What is the difference? What do they have to do?
So for this process that we're talking about with California COFR maintenance, the process looks exactly the same. The only difference is the email address that you're submitting the renewed P&I certificates of entry to. They have a designated tanker division and a designated non-tanker division, but the process looks exactly the same for this maintenance piece.
What happens if you fail to submit this on time?
Right. So if you fail to submit within the parameters that the state of California sets forth, which is you have a 45-day grace period after February 20th, or in this case, April 5th, 2021, if you don't submit a renewed P&I certificate of entry by that deadline, your COFR will be revoked, which means if you do have a vessel that intends to call California, you will need to file a new Certificate of Financial Responsibility application. And that includes, for non-tank vessels, paying the fee once again.
Oh, you don't want to do that.
No.
So any other advice for our clients as they go through this maintenance period?
Sure. I definitely encourage our clients to get these certificates of entry submitted as soon as possible. Like every year, the state of California incurs a very large backlog. They're processing over 7,000 certificates of entry in this short window of time, and their staffing is kind of low. So they anticipate that upon submission, you should look at it taking 2 to 3 weeks for them to process that they've received your certificate of entries. There's a helpful online database on the state of California's website where they keep a list of active COFRs. So you can check there to see if your P&I certificates of entry have been processed. I encourage you not to continue to resubmit them if you don't hear a response, because that will cause confusion and potentially things getting lost with your submission. And lastly, I encourage you to hold on to your emails for proof of submission, should anything come up because of the backlog. At least we have a safeguard there.
What if my vessel is going to make a port call in California prior to the 3 to 4 weeks that they're estimating for processing? Is there a way to speed it up?
No, that's a really great question. So for vessels that are intending to operate and enter California state waters during this time of renewal, you need to be really sensitive to that. So as much as possible, if you have your renewed certificate of entry, you need to get this submitted as soon as possible. But California still imposes a deadline of getting that renewed certificate of entry submitted at least 10 calendar days prior to the vessel's intended operations in the state. And if you miss that deadline, the vessel is subject to penalties and fines and written warnings as if it was a new California COFR application.
Great. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you for the update. This will be You're really welcome. Helpful to all of our clients.
Of course.
Thank you for listening to the Gallagher Podcast. If you'd like additional information, you can email us. The email address is info@chgms.com.